Who told you you're not lazy?
Hassan Abi.
Hassan Abi?
Yes, he told me I'm not lazy.
He's gonna hula mega lot. Who's
Hassan Abi?
You remember him, the guy that was basically like sitting down like with glasses.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't know, bro.
I don't know what happened in this picture, okay? I want to be honest.
I dislike tape, but kids are going to grow up thinking their only weapon against stupid ideas is deplatforming. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I do feel conflicted about Andrew Tate getting banned off Facebook. I know a lot of you are going to be like, no, that's good, actually. You. But like one of the things, like for example, Gideon getting banned off Twitch, right? I know Gideon goaded Twitch after and like went to TwitchCon EU, so he's never getting unbanned now. But like it sucks. It sucks because like I can never have a conversation with him. Like I can't have a live conversation with him on Twitch ever. In my opinion, Gideon, as it stands, does not meet the metric of like this dude it deserves to be deplatformed. Like there are people who I know, because everyone has a different bar. For me, it's like if you're Nazi, you're like, yeah, you're clapped. Debating Tate wasn't exactly stopping his ideas from spreading them out. Look at Milo. The only answer is deplatforming. Yes, but Milo Yiannopoulos is a Nazi. Now, in my perspective, from where I'm standing, like, does Andrew Tate actually meet that metric? I don't know. I feel as though trying to combat misogynistic takes by deplatforming them is not the most effective means of destroying misogyny on these platforms, because like someone else is going to take his place. Sneeko is going to do it. You know what I mean? But also on the other hand, I recognize that this dude's not going to stop. You know what I mean? He's just not. I agree when it isn't directly targeting 12-year-olds. There's a lot that he has done that I personally think is like ban-worthy. You know what I mean? There's a lot that he's done. I think his like multi-level marketing scheme that targets like young children, you know, clap him. Regular rampant misogyny, like on fucking steroids to a degree where it's like not even ha-ha misogyny. It's literally just like violence against women is cool misogyny. You know what I mean? But also a lot of people like this end up falling off pretty aggressively if they're clapped on every platform and their method of communication is just like is destroyed. One, because they have no plank, like they have no space that they can gather at. This didn't happen for Alex Jones because Alex Jones was still on AM radio. This didn't happen for Alex Jones because Alex Jones had Infowars.com. You know what I mean? He already had like millions and millions and millions of dollars and a well-established media career. So like even though a means of marketing like YouTube, like all these other platforms, like was shut off from him, he was still able to continue growing his audience and grow his platform through other means. I do understand that deplatforming someone like him would be effective, but if he's still on TikTok, he's still on fucking TikTok. You know what I mean? He's still gonna pop off. That's the main platform that he uses for marketing himself, not his own personal Instagram, not his own personal Facebook page, right? But if he's like, and the irony, of course, is that he's still on Twitch, from what I understand, and not all the other platforms. Usually Twitch is the first platform to clap people. But yeah, we'll take a look at this. Andrew Tate has been banned from Facebook and Instagram. Meta has banned influencer Andrew Tate from Facebook and Instagram for violating his policies. Meta said it had removed the kickboxing star from his platforms for violating its policies on dangerous organizations and individuals, but did not provide further details. What I find really funny is that, like, bro, this motherfucker got banned from Facebook, but Libs of TikTok is able to do a fucking pogrom. I'm not gonna lie, there are like a million people. There are a million fucking people that unironically deserve the ban hammer way fucking harder before Andrew Tate. Like, does Andrew Tate deserve the ban hammer? Possibly. Will that actually stop him from spreading his message? I don't know, because his clips are still gonna pop off. However, ultimately, check Aiden Ross's stream. Bro, what do you want me to do? Like, I just, like, he's talking to him, but I...
They ignore all the times I talk about men in a bad way. And what they've done is they've gone through the past, found all the little clips across 6 years of content, a total of 3 or 4 minutes, trying to make it look like I'm out there to hate on women, when I'm the one who's donating money to women. I'm the one trying to donate money to charity, trying to prove that I understand that my influence has an effect and that I need to be very, very careful with it. But it's a truly false narrative. And like I said, I'm a religious man. I believe in God, and I know God will show the truth, and the redemption arc will be glorious, and everyone will soon understand. But truthfully, I am the person who sticks by what he says. I stand by what I say, and if I disagree with something, I'll disagree with something. And I've said a lot of comments which are like tongue-in-cheek or joking or locker room talk, and I understand how that can be taken out of context. But all in all, the idea that I hate women is truly so far from the truth.
What the fuck?
And anyone who knows
That's
me
so
personally
funny
knows
to
that.
Say, dude. Yo, you do hate women, you pussy. He's like, what do you mean? He does hate women.
So a lot of people. Imagine what kind of good positive press that could have been, showing that how I'm dedicating money to the female charities, etc. Imagine how that would have affected the young.
Bro, I gotta be honest. Like, this man is making me advocate for deplatforming. Like, it took getting banned off the worst platform across the board for him to literally do a heel turn and be like, I love women. women. I'm giving money to women. I'm so sorry to women. I want to hug and kiss them. Like, what the fuck? At first, I was going to be like, you can't really cut the source of the commentary by just like banning him, because it's not just him. It's like all these people who are clipping him. But now he's literally like, I love women. I love women the most. I'm so sorry to all the women. Aiden is so fucking smart, though. He wanted to do this. You know Aiden wanted to do this before Andrew Tate gets banned off Twitch too, inevitably. You know what I'm saying? Him backtracking so hard means that he doesn't give a shit about anything. Yeah, I mean, yes, I said this already, bro. I said this. He is literally, he is just straight up the type of person that knows what he's doing. Like, he's an entertaining guy too, which is why I always say, like, bro, you don't have to do this. You know what I mean? You're already an entertaining dude. You didn't have to do this. You could have done anything else. But like, you leaned into the misogyny because it's easy. It's the easiest way to fucking, it's the easiest way to farm.
I forgot what you said. Something about like, grab the bitch by her throat and choke it or strangle it, right? So when they see that, do you understand now like why like, it's like.
Oh, I've always, Aiden, since the beginning of this stream, I've been telling you I understand.
Yeah. I know. You just said.
Oh, so he didn't mean it. The times when he said you need to strangle a bitch and slap the shit out of her and, like, you know, cast her aside, he just didn't mean it. Never mind, dude. Fuck, bro. If only we hadn't heard you say that, and then also on top of that, talk about women as property so frequently. Oh, man. And then also literally fucking openly state that you had women that you duped into working in your sex cam business.
Responsibilities. I understand all of this. I'm working with the right people, and I believe that God has a plan, and I'm a religious man, and it is what it is.
Oh, he's doing it.
He's
doing
it.
Dude, these motherfuckers always do the religious heel turn, and then it's over. Their career is done. Once you go the God route, it's so boring after that. You're like, oh, I'm a born again. Every fucking Instagram weirdo that has had a fucking rise to prominence and an inevitable fall from grace, once they fucking fly a little too close to the sun like Icarus, they immediately go the God mode. Oh, that's the only way that these people can get redemption in their eyes. It's like, yeah, I went the God mode. I love God now. I'm born again. Honestly, all of the fucking people that respond to that positively are really, really just like no content having asses. So you're done after that. You go God mode, you're done. Your content's stale.
However, while we're talking about apps, I want to change subject quickly. There's an app you need to download. There's a game you need to play on your stream.
What is it?
I thought you're good at games, right?
Yes. What is the game?
This dude is promoting his own game. No shot.
He thinks he's good at games.
I'm not playing no fucking Hustler University, like, Mortal, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing any of those games, you know what I mean? Because they're gonna, you know, but what's the game called?
Top G.
See, like, bro, like, what do you mean?
I knew it, dude. I just, like, this motherfucker is such a grifter, dude. He's such a grifter! Oh! He's just, bro, the fucking 12-year-olds are like, yeah, he's my God, he's my God. They don't even understand. They're just like, he's always selling, okay? ABC, motherfucker, always be closing. Look at him, he's a sales guy. He's a sales guy. He's selling his fucking app. He got on an Aiden Ross stream again. He went on all these fucking streams to sell the multi-level marketing scheme, Hustlers University, and then he came back to do another fucking hashtag ad for 93,000 viewers. Aiden, you normally get 70K, brother. You get 70K playing Grand Theft Auto. You really think the additional 20K is payment enough for him to, like, sell his new app for free, motherfucker? Because he ain't getting paid for that. Aiden is not getting paid for this.
Two questions. First of all, would you adopt me?
I don't know if you'd want to be my son, Aiden.
Why? What is the son? Why?
Because it'd be a hard life for you.
Why?
Because you're lazy and I wouldn't accept it.
Fine.
When you get married. He's lazy, but like, he's lazy, but he loves the platform that Aiden has. You know what I mean?
Listen, I just got word. Hassan Abi, you remember Hassan? He just told me, Aiden, stand up for yourself. You're not lazy. Don't let him call you lazy. Hassan Abi told me I'm not lazy. Fuck you, Andrew. I'm not fucking lazy.
Who told you you're not lazy?
Hassan Abi.
Hassan Abi?
Yes. He told me I'm not lazy.
He's gonna hula mega lot. Watch.
Sanabi.
You remember him, the guy that was basically like sitting down, like with glasses. He's kind of like a bigger guy, like this.
Bigger, like fat?
No, he wasn't. He's like really buff, actually.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't know, bro.
I don't know what happened in this picture, okay? I want to be honest.
That's awesome, dude.
Oh,
bro, look at his face. Why? Dude, he. Maybe I do bring completely. The vibes down. Bro, this dude fucking kept tweeting about me on his fake Twitter account like numerous times.
When I leave my house, I try and vanish. I don't really want to go walking around Miami with all the hamburgers and hoes and thoughts and YouTubers and all that dork shit. I'm above all that. I'm on the internet as a hobby, like, right? I don't need any of this. I'm extremely wealthy.
Cap!
I'm above all that crap.
Bro. Cap, why are you on the Aiden Ross stream after getting banned then? That's such a fucking lie, dude. If that was the case, you wouldn't be on here being like, oh, I love women, actually. Please, please unban me, Mark Zuckerberg. You're get the fuck out of here. His entire business hinges on fucking social media
clout.
Why
am I not coming to see
you? Oh, my Lord.
Yes, so how am I not a superhero? I'm the last superhero of Earth. And it's amazing. Like, you think as the last superhero of Earth, I don't have...
is kind of sad. It's getting to a sad point now where he's just like literally fucking talking to like an audience of 16-year-olds constantly reinforcing that he's a superhero.
So God himself says no man is
motherfucker's like the Homelander of misogyny, dude.
So you're saying you're perfect. Are you admitting to be God?
God said we're built in his image. But let me tell you a secret about God. Sitting there like a muffin, a little atheist muffin. Listen up.
Bro.
God rewards the men who make the best of themselves. God hates the lazy. God wants to see his creations be their absolute peak possible form. When God creates a man, if you truly try the very, very best you could possibly try, you'll be rewarded and be infinitesimally lucky. You'll be very, very lucky all of the time because God loves people who work hard. God loves me. I'm one of God's favorites. I'm not God, but I'm certainly one of his favorite ones.
What the fuck? God doesn't have favorites. God loves all of his children. What are you talking about?
Bro, what is happening right now? This content is fucking insane. This is what I mean. When you start talking about fucking God, it just like turns into such a weird, like, what? You sound like an insane person. When you have this convo, you just automatically, you magically become an insane person.
If you planted three seeds and one plant grew, one plant kind of half grew and one plant did nothing, but one plant grew into a beautiful flower, which is going to be your favorite seed?
The one that grew.
Correct. I am one of God's favorites. I'm the most famous man on the internet. I'm also a 4-time kickboxing world champion. I'm also extremely smart and sexy and funny and interesting. I have everything.
Dude, there is literally a fucking barrier, okay? If you do not meet the barrier of self-security and confidence, you listen to this guy reinforce these kinds of things about himself by constantly claiming that he is it, and you think, oh yeah, that guy's really fucking cool. Real people that have it don't regularly need to fucking say that they have it. What do I always say? If you claim you're a fucking alpha, you are not an alpha, okay? Those concepts are ridiculous to begin with. I'm not even going to get into that. But whatever you think an alpha is, you are not it. And the people that will agree with that, the people that will agree with that kind of rhetoric also are deeply insecure. Most of them are young. They will grow out of it. They will become more confident. They will start achieving success in their lives, and they'll start recognizing that it's bullshit. Tyler 1 is an act. Tyler 1 is a very confident person. I've met him in real life. Like, Tyler 1's charisma is real, okay? He's a charismatic individual. So was Andrew Tate to a certain degree, okay? But when Tyler 1 says, like, I'm the greatest, I'm the GOAT or whatever, you know, he's hamming it, okay? He's amplifying that as a joke in an effort to be entertaining. When Andrew Tate is doing it, he's like unironically trying to be like, no, I am him. Please, please, please believe me. I am him. I am so good. I'm so alpha. That's the difference between Tyler 1 and Greek God X. Greek says the same shit, but everybody knows that's not real. Why does everybody know that's not real? Because you can understand that that's an insecure person that is overcompensating for their insecurities. Okay. And with someone like Top G over here, I can tell that he is also just as insecure, and he has to like really beef that up and be like, yeah, I'm so fucking chill. I'm so sick. He's falling off a little bit. The first time he went on Aiden stream, he had 250 viewers. Right now he has 113. He's falling off 100%.
Yeah. I got stuff to do, bro. So, no, I don't want to go. Oh, wait for what?
Don't worry. Don't worry, Cobra Tate. I'm not coming on.
No, you don't. What are you going to go do right now?
I got stuff to do. I don't live on the internet like you, bro. I live in the real world. I got shit to do in the real world. I don't live on the internet. I'm not one of these internet guys.
He's legit worried. I think he's nice, like, kind of worried that I'm
going to don't go, bro.
Only if you sing, please don't go.
Andrew, please don't go.
That was terrible.
Fuck you. That's why your Instagram got banned. And you're never getting it back. And you're always going to be bald. No matter what you do. Yeah, I know you're going to see this. You're going to always be bald. The number one most viewed app in the world. You're banned on. Get your get back. Take a private jet. Take a yacht. Go to the Instagram headquarters. Demand it. And they're going to shut you down. But I thought you were God. I thought God can't get shut down. That's a shame, Mr. Tate. It's a shame.
What is this? Is he going Joker mode? What the fuck's he doing?
Y'all not gonna start calling me Muffin this shit. Y'all not gonna start calling me Muffin this shit. We're not doing that.
When the hashtag ad is over and you talk shit on the game? Yeah. All right, well, I tried my best. I feel like the effect that I've had on this man, despite him saying I don't know who he is kind of sad. It feels like the opportunity to debate him, the window of opportunity to debate him is gone now a little bit. I mean, I want to see like what else happened, but he has not yet commented on the meta ban. I mean, he kind of did on Aiden's stream, but he didn't really say anything clear or consistent or honest about the ban itself. He added, "We've provided significant evidence to major social media platforms, including Meta, about his activity, and that's why he must be removed. We welcome Meta's swift action to remove Andrew Tate, and we'll be putting pressure on TikTok to follow his example." A TikTok spokesperson told BBC, "Misogyny is a hateful ideology that is not tolerated on TikTok." Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here. Incels before Andrew Tate rarely ever had like a dude who at the very least looks like a normal person. You know what I mean? Like every red pill guy looks like a magician, right? Every PUA guy looks like a fucking magician. Every like red pill incel intellectual guy is like Jordan Peterson and cries too much and is like too academic. So Andrew Tate was like the first dude who basically was like, no, I look like a guy who can get laid. Okay. Like you have to admit, or maybe, I mean, this is very subjective. So a lot of you are going to say fuck no, because you can't unhear the awful things that he said, but that's the reality. He's the first. And by the way, if you look at the war room shit, half the motherfuckers in his like crew also still look like magicians, including that very real magician guy who cast a spell on me or whatever, which I think like ended up cursing Andrew Tate, I guess, because now he's banned. These guys who are conventionally attractive oftentimes have real world experiences that don't create so much internal resentment, right? Like a lot of normal looking or better looking dudes who are conventionally attractive don't find themselves immediately falling into the fucking red pill grift or the red pill bullshit, because like they have relatively positive relationships with women, so they don't develop like this weird fucking hatred and resentment for them. Whereas Andrew Tate was able to still, you know, cultivate that, I guess, somehow. But he's more so a grifter anyway. He's more so a grifter. And same with Sneeko as well. You look like you sell communism down by the river. Yeah, I do. Matt Walsh is out here organizing terrorist strikes on YouTube and motherfuckers are asking if Tate will be banned on there. Yeah, exactly. Have you guys seen anything, like anything about these platforms? Are you familiar with any of these platforms? Like they're literally like talking about, you know, cutting the tall trees being like trans teenagers at fucking the Boston Child's Hospital, okay? And you're over here like, oh man, you know, I wonder if they'll ban fucking Andrew Tate. It's like, there's worse enemies than him out there, okay?